I love this story. The Humane Society of Utah closes only 2 days out of the entire year. That's Thanksgiving and Christmas. So on these days, they try to make sure that adopted pets weren't left alone in the shelter. Volunteers can take home dogs to help celebrate the festivities. This not only gives volunteers an opportunity to take the animal home and foster them so they are not lonely, but also may lead to an adoption. Sarah Crossland is a veteran volunteer. One Thanksgiving, she brought home Ellie, a Chihuahua mix. She had a plan for her new friend, but eventually those plans changed.
When he didn't get adopted all the way through Christmas, I thought I would just try fostering, just to see if we could get him more adoptable. But he actually behaved better than my other three and sort of, I don't know, he left the room when we ate and he learned the dog door immediately and he just did some really desirable things. And I wasn't able to take him back. I ended up keeping him.
Yeah, my guess is that happens more often than not. Fostering can help the Humane Society learn more about the animals, especially how the dogs respond to the home environment.
In fact, our biggest success story was because a volunteer took a long-term dog home. People took him out to try him out to our outdoor runs, and he just didn't pay any attention to anybody. But as soon as the volunteer took him home, he was very different and cute and cuddly and just wanted attention. And he got adopted really quickly after that.
The Humane Society says they hope the program eventually brings a permanent place to stay. The holiday foster program is only available for dogs, though, as the Humane Society says that cats and other animals are less adaptable to the change. But anyway, some are finding a home, at least for a day on Thanksgiving Day today. What a